AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Pope Francis is taking part in a prayer service with U.S. Catholic bishops at St. Matthew's Cathedral in Washington.
Lord, arise, confront them, strike them.
Cardinal Donald Wuerl, Archbishop of Washington, welcoming Francis to the gathering.
The members of our Episcopal Conference represent more than 71 million faithful Catholics. Their prayers are with you as you travel to Washington and New York and Philadelphia.
In his remarks to the bishops, Francis, through an interpreter, says the church has to be inclusive.
May no member of Christ's body or the American people feel excluded from the Pope's embrace.
Earlier, Francis met briefly with President Obama after a welcoming ceremony at the White House. White House correspondent Mark Smith has more.
At a South Lawn ceremony, the president welcomed the pontiff as a moral visionary on everything from the plight of the poor to the dangers of a warming planet.
In these gentle but firm reminders of our obligations to God and to one another, you are shaking us out of our complacency.
And Francis indicated that's exactly his intention.
We are living at a critical moment of history.
Before sitting down to talks in the Oval Office, the Pope noted it was immigrant families who built this country and said climate change is too urgent to be left to future generations. Mark Smith at the White House.
Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn saying the company needs a fresh start is stepping down as VW grapples with the emissions scandal. Company has admitted to rigging software on 11 million diesel cars around the world to fool U.S. emissions testing. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 87, while the Nasdaq has dropped 3. The S&P 500 is off 5. This is AP Radio News. Just days before Chinese President Xi Jinping arrives in Washington, the government says fingerprints of 5.6 million people who applied for or got federal security clearances were stolen. Ping in Seattle through an interpreter says his country has also endured cyber attacks.
China is a staunch defender of cybersecurity. It is also a victim of hacking.
Overall, the Office of Personnel Management says data on an estimated 21.5 million current or former federal employees or job applicants were affected by a break-in thought to have been carried out by Chinese hackers. A granny knot unraveled a jailbreak attempt Monday by two men in Louisville. The two had tied bed sheets together to make a rope to climb down from the roof of the jail. Matthew Johnson was about 20 feet off the ground when one of the knots came loose and he fell. He was captured yesterday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.